Welcome to season 3 of the Digital Digest by AOS. It's your girl Ace. I'm speaking with Braden Jenkins, the owner and founder of Excellence Productions. He's telling us about his expansion into Georgia and all the great things he's doing, who he's looking to work with, and how you can get involved. Many esteemed entrepreneurs here in creatives here in the DMV. So you want to go ahead and introduce yourself and let the people know what you have going on now in the state of Georgia?
Absolutely. Well, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Braden Jenkins, owner of Excellent Productions Company. And pretty much I'm a freelance videographer and editor. I specialize in commercials, documentaries, short films, really anything that you could think of to promote your business or in any way to take you to the next level, media and visual wise. And like she just said, yes, I am from PG County, Maryland all day. And I just moved down to Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, and I've been working on films. I've been working with different companies, just creating content and making everyone's dream come true.
Awesome. So now that you're open in the state of Georgia, who specifically are you looking to work with? And, you know, if I was looking to secure your service, how would I go about doing that?
How would you go about doing that? Well, you could definitely go to my website, www.excellentproductions.com. And there you can go to where it says contact, and you'll be able to, you know, send me an email and we can handle our business from there. Out in Georgia, I've mainly just been working with a lot of book publishing companies, creating different promo around authors with their different works and different books coming out, and adapting those books into actual films and short films. So that, and as well as I'm really interested in getting into some real estate, like working with some realtors and also car dealerships. Now that movie, that's a moment where the studio is trying to convince you that we want you to spend your money on this product, on this movie, and this is why you should see it. And that feeling is something that I've always loved when it comes to movie trailers and movies. It's just in general. Yeah, and I wanted to put that in my videos and try to get people to get that same feeling. Like, and a lot of times I do get that same feeling just as being a little kid, just going to the movies to go see a new movie or a trailer for a new summer movie that's about to come out next year, or that's things like that. So that's really, really my main goal always.
Well, Braden, it's always great talking to you, and it's, you know, always like I admire, like, you know, your nobility and how humble you are, because I was actually hoping that you were going to, you know, talk to the point that you actually made 2 movies last year, one in January and one in June. Was this your first time actually doing a larger scale film project? And you want to talk about, you know, this huge milestone and, you know, creating your journey, or, you know, creating your body of work?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think the last time me and you talked was a couple of years ago. I think it was back in like 2018. Black Panther was just coming out. Everything was crazy. Yep. Yeah, so like she was saying, in the beginning of 2020, I mean, before this crazy pandemic hit this world, I actually got an opportunity to work with the director and best-selling author, Zane, or Christina Roberts, as she's also known as. I ended up getting an opportunity. I was traveling back and forth in 2019, back and forth to Atlanta, you know, I was networking, I was going out, I was meeting people, and I ended up coming across, you know, some casting agents and some different people, and we just started talking, and they were like, oh, well, tell us what you've done. And I just ended up, yeah, a month later, being on a movie set. So it can literally happen that fast down here. And it was amazing. I mean, I had never been on an actual movie set outside of just making independent films and working through my company with different entrepreneurs and different, you know, people in general. Mm-hmm. And it was an amazing, amazing experience. I believe we shot it in 3 weeks.
Oh, wow.
In January, yeah.
Talk about legendary.
Yeah, it was definitely a tight-knit schedule. I just learned a lot in general. Mainly, I was a camera assistant. I was data wrangler. For people that don't know what that is, that's pretty much someone who's in charge of keeping all the organization of all the media and film and the different stuff and making folders and organizing and all of that. So I was definitely juggling a lot of hats. And ultimately, it was just a great experience. And then I got another experience that summer to also do it. And that was a different experience because now that was actually in the time where the pandemic actually was going on. So, you know, we were definitely taking the right precautions and things like that, you know, making sure everyone had their masks, temperature, hand sanitizer, all of that. But that was also a very amazing experience as well. And I definitely took a lot from the experience and can use that even, you know, to today with my films and stuff like that.
Right. Also, congratulations are in order for you. You know, and as we were prepping to, you know, have our conversation, you know, it came up that you actually won the international.
All right, I'm back.
Yeah, thanks for rejoining. So I was talking about, you know, did that experience lead up to, first of all, congratulations on winning at the International Open Vision Film Festival. And I was asking, did that experience basically lead up to your win at the film festival?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. It was, well, first, shout out to Area Justice Media Group for giving me that opportunity to even work with one of her authors, Justin Jackson, who A Father's Plight is the name of the film. And yeah, it was just an amazing experience. I mean, the movie is about pretty much about fatherhood and this man, you know, his daughter being taken away from him, dealing with domestic violence also with his baby's mother. And not him personally, but she's in a relationship dealing with domestic violence. And I was just really, really just blown away that we won in the overseas film festival. I mean, this is overseas that we're talking about. We did put it in a whole bunch of different film festivals in the States as well, but to win overseas and then get an honorable mention and they actually put us on the front cover of their magazine that they do out there. So I was just shocked. I just couldn't believe it. It was the best news ever. Best birthday gift, because I think we got that news like around my birthday, September the 29th.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Awesome. What a way to kind of go in, you know, welcoming a new year on a, you know, on the hinges of success. On a cusp of success. So what magazine was it? You know, it's like talking to you, like you like really tight lip. Are you not saying for anything? Is it like hush hush? Like, can we know about the magazine?
Yeah. The magazine, it's a film festival, but that was a part of winning one of the awards outside of that.
Okay.
So that's Open Visions too. So they have their own magazine over there as well. So that was a part of winning that award. So,
and where was it? Was this in somewhere in Europe or somewhere in an island?
I believe, yes, somewhere definitely in Europe. I don't have the exact name off of the top of my head right now, but I do know that it is overseas and it is in Europe.
Okay, awesome. Well, congratulations, nonetheless. I know sometimes, you know, as you're developing your portfolio, you do have to keep things, you know, close to the cuff. So I appreciate what you have shared, you know, and hopefully that inspires people that are following you on social media, that follow, you know, our entrepreneur futures, you know, to keep pushing, because you do a lot of social media, but a lot of what you do actually doesn't make it on social media as well. So how do you determine what you share and what you don't share?
That is a good question. most of the time, honestly, it could be a lot of things. It could be based off of the length of the project, how long it is, and then also, I think recently now I've been getting into more, even if there it is a lengthier project, trying to figure out different ways how to promote it through social media. So still taking bits and pieces of it and using that as promo as well to promote the content.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, mainly, honestly, I'm always happy to share everything, depending on the project, like I said, and when it's coming out, it could be a number of things, honestly.
Yeah.
That go into it. And I forgot, actually going back to, though, one of the movies that I shot earlier last year in January is called, it's coming out soon. It should be coming out. It was scheduled to come out in December, but it's actually going to be coming out in January, if I'm not mistaken. But they're definitely wrapping up the editing process on it. And it's called I Wish I Never Met You. It's kind of like a Christmas movie.
Oh, wow. That seems a little cold for a Christmas movie. I guess different kind of spin on Christmas. So if people want to go check that out while they're listening on social, you want to go ahead and share your Instagram or Facebook links?
Yes, absolutely. So everyone, you can follow me at Xlens Productions. That's X-L-E-N-S Productions. You can follow me on YouTube. That's at everywhere. Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. Everywhere.
LinkedIn.
And also LinkedIn as well. And also my website is www.xlensproductions.com.
Yeah, shout out to LinkedIn and Pinterest. You know, you guys are super supportive, even though I, you know, spent a lot of time, you know, piecing together this roadmap of what social SEO looks like. You kind of go outside of that professional realm because, you know, that's where it tends to be a little bit more competitive. Like I'm talking to other people that do exactly what I do, but shout out to the people that have been supportive and, you know, the LinkedIn network as well as Pinterest. So if I wanted to, you know, secure your services and I had to put down a deposit, can you take me through that process and, you know, let me know what that's like?
Yeah, no problem. So, like I just said, www.xlensproductions.com. You could go there. You can go to contact us there. You can type in your email and all your information. I will then receive it and we will communicate and talk about, you know, what kind of project that you're interested in. I might also send a questionnaire as well, just to make sure I'm getting all of the points that you want for this particular project or video promotion for your business.
And then, I was going to say that typically starts with a 25% deposit, which
was absolutely,
you know, is industry standard. So you're not doing anything that anyone else, you know, at your level of expertise, isn't doing. And then, of course, for local businesses, this is, you know, basically a community that we're building, you know, extending services. So for local businesses, especially that, you know, you need visuals, you need video, you need to tell your content story on Instagram or YouTube or LinkedIn. Definitely invest in a quality with Excellence Productions. For a local business, you know, in our preliminary talks, you know, I talked to Braden about the type of platform that we develop here, and coming from SEO and marketing, you know, I really want to be able to help bridge the access gap. So Braden is actually offering you his service, starting with a 25% deposit. That service is going to cost you about $500 an hour, which does include editing. And of course, you know, you can talk to him about additional accommodations that you may need, whether it's, you know, number of locations or additional amount of production time. And, you know, that those services may be available anywhere starting from $150 on up, depending on what that project and editing looks like for Excellence Productions and what you guys agree on. So, you know, I'm so grateful, Braden, for you, you know, as we're budding and growing out, you know, growing out startup and growing out community, I'm so grateful for you to come on and, you know, still share and, you know, still give a look to the little guys. Because even though, you know, I feel like I'm contributing, you know, but nobody's asking me to do this, you know, and at the end of the day, I'm doing it as a way to, you know, bring the community together organically, as well as, you know, show people the importance and how essential SEO really is, because we're putting out all this content. But again, if we haven't claimed our business listing, it's like you might as well fly kites in cyberspace, you know. So thank you for helping me promote our billboard, our audio billboard, and what we've done, even though you're a visual person. So I appreciate the look. Do you have any closing remarks for our listeners?
Honestly, my new thing that I'm going by, my new slogan that I'm doing is, let's make history.
Right. Makes sense. And, you know, again, if you want to follow Excellence Production, you're available at Excellence Productions at Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Did I get it right?
Yes, you got it right.
All right, cool. So guys, make sure you go check Braden out. Specifically, go and check him out on YouTube to get a real idea of the quality and body of work that he's able to provide for you. I would direct you straight to his website at excellenceproductions.com. That's all our time for next time. Thanks for joining us, Braden. Peace.